You're listening to SBS News.
The three-day G7 summit drew to a close on Sunday, with leaders promising to get more COVID-19 jabs to poor countries and keep up their economic stimulus programs. The summit was the first by leaders of the United States, Japan, Germany, Britain, France, Italy, and Canada since Joe Biden became U.S. president. Leaders agreed to donate 1 billion COVID-19 vaccine doses over the next year to poorer countries. But the United Nations said more was needed, and campaigners said the pledge showed the G7 was not yet on top of tackling the crisis. UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson made the announcement.
I'm very pleased to announce that this weekend leaders have pledged over 1 billion doses, either directly or through funding to COVAX. That includes 100 million from the UK to the world's poorest countries, which is another big step towards vaccinating the world.
Public health experts and humanitarian groups are calling for money, increased production, and logistical support to help developing countries where the virus is still raging. Lily Caprani, head of COVID-19 vaccines advocacy for UNICEF, says vaccines are needed immediately as supplies are short.
We want to see them commit to start the doses arriving from June immediately. And over the course of June, July, August, when we know that our supplies are so short, that they prioritise getting the doses flowing now and steadily all the way through the year. What we don't want is for there to be lots of, you know, grand statements and commitments not backed up by detailed plans and not backed up by timelines.
The appeal came after Mr. Johnson said he hoped leaders of the group of seven major industrialized nations will agree to provide at least 1 billion vaccine doses for poorer countries. While almost half of the combined population of the G7 nations has received at least one dose of vaccine, the worldwide figure is less than 13%. In Africa, it's just 2.2%. The COVID-19 pandemic is forcing children into the labor market in Venezuela as schools close and families struggle to make ends meet amid a second wave of infections. Due to lockdown measures, schools have stopped in-person classes and businesses are struggling to survive. With so many adults out of work, children are being forced into the informal economy to help support their families. Child protection activist Carlos Trapani says the pandemic has added to the risk factors for child labor.
We are worried how violence and family tensions have increased. The closure of schools has exacerbated the difficult conditions for children. One of the things that worries us the most is that those risk factors have pushed children to work in order to survive.
According to the United Nations, the pandemic is fueling child labor across Latin America and the world. Authorities in India have reported on Sunday more than 80,000 new COVID-19 infections over the previous 24 hours, the lowest daily tally in more than 2 months. The South Asian country's total COVID-19 caseload now stands at around 29.4 million, while total fatalities are over 370,000. India added 3,300 deaths overnight. Malaysia is accelerating its vaccination campaign by procuring more supplies and increasing the number of inoculation centers as the country faces a serious surge of COVID-19 infections. As of Friday, the country's total caseload surpassed 640,000, with the number of new daily infections rising above 6,000 in recent days. Prime Minister Mahiuddin Yassin announced in early June that Malaysia will procure 16 million vaccine doses in the next 2 months and open more than 300 additional vaccination sites. The Kuala Lumpur Convention Center, which opened as a vaccination site on the 5th of June, can inoculate around 8,000 people per day. One young doctor praised the government's efforts.
I think the government is doing a great job by doing mass vaccination programs, and we are happy to be a part of it. Every day, we have 120 staffs managing it. We have doctors in the consultation area. We have doctors in the injection area. And we have doctors in the emergency area as well.
As of Friday, over 422 million vaccine doses were administered across the country. The Malaysian government is now hoping to reach the target of vaccinating at least 80% of the population no later than the end of 2021, at least 2 months ahead of the original plan. Meanwhile, the UK has reported more than 7,000 new COVID-19 cases daily for 4 consecutive days, which could lead to a delay of easing of lockdown measures in the country, according to government data. Another 7,700 cases in the past 24 hours were reported in the country, bringing the total number of coronavirus cases to 4.55 million, according to official figures released on Saturday. It is expected that a final decision on the planned easing of lockdown will be made today. Despite public holidays and long weekends, Russians will not get the chance to drink all night long in crowded Moscow bars. On Sunday, Russia reported 14,723 new COVID-19 cases, including 7,700 in Moscow, the largest one-day national caseload since the 13th of February. Moscow's mayor, Sergei Sobyanin, ordered all bars, restaurants, and venues to close by 11 p.m. in the city until the 20th of June due to the rise in cases. Bar owner Valery Ekhmerov says the lockdown is nothing new.
We will lose a little revenue, of course, but I don't think that this will have a big impact and that there will be a large decrease in revenue. We will lose 20 to 25%. Have we prepared for this? There have already been such restrictions in Moscow, but were we specifically preparing to not work at night? No, we didn't prepare. Are we ready to work like this? Yes, ready. In general, nothing new has happened.
The total number of confirmed COVID-19 cases in the United States surpassed 33.45 million as of Saturday, with the death toll nearing 600,000, according to Johns Hopkins University. Specifically, the country's case count rose to nearly 33.5 million, with the death toll reaching just shy of 600,000. The United States still leads the world in numbers of both confirmed COVID-19 cases and deaths. Over 307 million COVID-19 vaccine doses have been administered across the country. Assam Al-Ghalib, SBS News.